Good morning, everyone. And depending on which country you are in, you probably would be in a lockdown, or and I think probably every nation is already practicing social distancing. When the COVID-19 broke out in China last year, I believe it was November, between now and then, it's almost 5 months now. Yeah, 5 months. We're into the fourth month of the new year, so it's about 5 months now. Between now and then, so many theories have come up as to what exactly this is all about. There have been pastors that came out to tell us that they prophesied the event. There have been those that came to try to attribute the event to the return of Christ and the prophecies in Revelation chapter 13. There have been also those, I've actually seen a boy who was supposed to have prophesied the beginning and the end, as well as the aftermath of the crisis, which is economic turndown all over the world. It's a Hindu boy from India. I've also seen people who have put out all sorts of theories about what the Illuminati or Freemasons are doing, or they're trying to do, cut world population, do some tracking, do global domination and monitoring through 5G and all that. There are so many theories around it, and so many conspiracy, whether some of them conspiracy theories. And the mainstream media, one of the things you notice about the mainstream media is that they are continually repeating what was told us. For example, the news came out from Wuhan, China, that this is the result of some virus that came from animals, whether it's bats or snakes, and then was somehow transferred to humans at a meat market, as an animal market. And that story has spread through Europe, through Africa. All the news media are repeating the same news, and everybody's listening to the same source, whether it's the World Health Organization, and on and on. And you see, in my thoughts, in the case of a global conspiracy that involves the authorities and in power, the truth is that if we are all listening to the same person, that and if that person is not telling us the truth, then we have something to worry about, so to speak. Now, but the fact remains that we cannot but listen to the authorities, but and we hope that the authorities are telling us the truth. And I also want to say that they used to say in my place that there is no smoke without fire. When people have come out with theories such as the fact that China is possibly deliberately doing this to get an advantage over the West, or theories like 5G is probably the actual root cause of these things, there is no smoke without fire. There has to be something that is the basis of such theories coming out. So one of the things that the actual authorities can do for us is to clear the air on why these conspiracy theories are not the possibility. Because it's a global thing. We cannot just keep saying the same thing over and over again. Social distancing, don't touch your face. And we have already heard that. I think it's important for us to evaluate, or to really think about, okay, how did this really come out? How did this really break out? Probably, maybe that will give us insight into how it can be stopped. It will give us insight into how similar things will not be allowed to happen from other nations. Just imagine if somebody, and if this was an experiment from the Chinese point of view, and some other nation is doing similar experiments with patented viruses. I mean, two breakouts at this period would be fatal. So it's important for us to be sure that what we are being told is the truth. At the same time, we need to learn the fact, we need to learn from this event. The COVID-19 virus has taught us that there are actually things in this world that can shake the foundations of the world, that can completely overturn the way we live, the way we operate in this world. The way we operate in terms of our work has been overturned. the way we operate in terms of our religious practice is overturned, and a lot of people are not happy with some aspects of it. The way we value things, even sometimes, you know, I think about the churches that have big buildings that take 50,000 people, 100,000 people, and right now, for the past 3 weeks, it's been of no use, really. Thinking of all the facilities people have put up in their workplaces to make work comfortable, and it's of no use. Thinking of even people's cars, to an extent, right now, probably you've not driven your car for more than 2 hours in the past 24 hours. You're asking yourself, is it still useful? So everything can easily be overturned in this world, and if one does not have any hope outside of this world, it is an eye opener. It's like what's it all about? But I think there's a hymn we used to sing. It said, "We have an anchor that soothes the soul, safe and secure in the Master's hold." I believe an anchor that keeps the soul, something that is stronger than this world, something that is beyond this world, someone that is beyond this one, that is Jesus Christ. So basically, our trust in Christ is not just about becoming rich or wealthy or famous here. It's about the hope of a world beyond this world. And that is the most beautiful thing about circumstances like this, that if we have trusted in Christ, then we do not need to be worried or afraid or perturbed. If our trust is really in Christ, then whether these things will lead to the end of the world or not, we're not that bothered or troubled. We're just maintaining our trust in Christ. Whether or not it's a conspiracy theory from the Illuminati or from China, we are not so bothered or troubled, because we know that there is a superior hand who is in charge, and that's our Father. And that's the beautiful thing about having our trust in Christ. Thank you for listening. My name is Kenneth Igiri, and I look forward to seeing you more often on ScribblingSage.com. Have a great day, and do keep safe.